Good morning, everybody. We are in the Tweet... What is it? Tweet a Cab London? At Tweet... Tweet a London Cab. I'm with Rupert.
Good morning.
And that really is his voice. It's not a pretend thing. It's uber early. And we've only literally been asleep for like 5 hours, maybe. I don't even know if I had 5 hours. What time did you get...
4 hours. 4 hours, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Eventually, I went... For some reason, I went downstairs and started... doing things on the computer, and then suddenly it was 1 o'clock, and then... Oh, no, I don't think I was. I think I was packing or something. I can't quite remember. So we had a bit of wine last night, Phil.
Don't make me feel guilty about it. I mean, it's been a long time. I haven't seen you for about 2 or 3 years, for God's sake.
Good day. It's nice that you arrived at my house and went out to the road and bought 3 bottles of wine.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
That was probably my fault. Anyway, we're in the taxi. Where are we heading to now? Teddington, was it?
Yeah.
Teddington. And the driver is...
I'm Paul. Good morning.
So, Paul, tell me a little bit about how you got involved with Tweet Your Cab London.
Tweet Your London Cab.
Tweet London Cab, even.
I just heard about a couple of some cab drivers. They were they decided to try one night in a drunken state to see if they could use Twitter to book taxis for people. And they got it up and running, and I'd started messing around with Twitter on my phone and the PC, and I decided to join them and see how it went on. It's been quite a lot of fun since.
Yeah. So, are you into computers anyway, or is it just something that, you've got used to?
Sorry, say that again?
Were you into computers anyway before hearing about this, or is it something that you just got used to?
I do a lot of playing around, surfing around on the internet. I had heard about it. I probably wouldn't have got involved with Twitter unless, apart from the fact that the cab drivers started using it, and so now that I've logged on with Twitter, I use it all day, every day.
Yeah. Do you think you've become a little bit addicted to it?
You can do this. The social side of quick little one-liners to people all day long, it makes, certainly when you're driving a cab, it makes life a little bit more fun and a little bit more bearable.
And have you had a bit of an uptake in bookings, or is it for a business perspective? Is it bringing you a lot of business in, or
business wise? It's not so much at the moment. It's still being built up, but I can see in the future where it could be with a few different applications that it could be a very good way for people to book taxis.
Yeah.
And likewise for me too.
So who developed the site then?
There are a couple of guys called Richard and David. Cabby's Capital and Cabby David, who came up with the idea, and it's just grown from there.
Yeah. And how many taxis are actually on the network thing for it?
I'm not sure exactly. I would say probably about 50.
Really? And so out of that 50, is it sort of... Are you finding a lot of people using it from town, or from just, do they book from home, or do you ask them what usage they're using it? As in, you know, if they're out and about, do they tweet it, or do they do it before they go out, or... we've just found out that the tax drivers forgot to put the tariff meter on. So there is a use for having a tweet cab, in that you can use it as a diversion tactic. If you start interviewing the driver, then he'll forget to put his meter on. No, we'll make sure you get sorted out, mate, on the price. Don't worry about that.
It certainly seems to work for that one.
So I'm not really sure about my questioning this morning, because I am absolutely tired out, and I realise I'm slurring like some kind of...
You do pretty well, mate. Drunk,
you
like it.
Your last question yes. Was what sort of people. We have now got some... Certainly got a few regular users in town. There is, I know we have one regular passenger. She works in the media. She finishes late at night and she tweets for a cab home every night.
Does she?
Yeah. And we've also, I did the first airport job. Another guy was coming into London. He'd read about Tweet a London Cab on the internet. It got quite a lot of worldwide news when it was launched.
Yeah.
I think it was a slow news day.
He actually
flew in from the United States, and I met him at the airport. He booked the cab the night before on Tweet a London Cab before he left.
So my next question from that is, do you keep in contact with some of these people? Do you actually follow them on Twitter? Are you interested in what they're doing day to day or anything like that? Do any of them become? How long has it been going now?
It's been going maybe a couple of months.
Okay. So out of those regulars, do you keep in touch with them outside of it, or is it just simply a tweet thing?
I still follow that guy and see what he's up to.
Yeah. And do you think there'll be development in building applications for the phone, you know, like an iPhone app or BlackBerry, is anything like that been suggested?
I think they are working on a few more apps that will make it a little bit more user-friendly for both the passenger and definitely for the driver.
So has it reduced costs as well? Because normally a taxi rank has to have somebody that takes the calls and tells people where to go and all that sort of stuff. How does that work now it's got that cut out, or has it got that cut out now?
If it grows, it'd certainly cut a lot of that out.
Yeah.
At the moment, certainly during the summer when it was launched, it's a very quiet time of year for taxi drivers.
Yeah.
So every little bit helps, and if it's generated a few jobs, that's certainly an important aspect to it.
Yeah. And do you get any fake tweets? Like anybody sends you a thing to say, come and get me here, and they don't turn up or anything like that?
I haven't heard of any as yet.
That's good. So it's pretty much self-policing. So what is your Twitter handle then?
I'm London Taxi Now.
London Taxi Now. Thank you very much for talking to me this morning. And I'm going to try and get my eyeballs to register in my head. Sorry, what was your name again?
Thanks, Paul.
Paul?
Yeah.
Thanks, Paul, for that.
Who are you?
Phil.
You're
at
Phil.
At Phil Campbell on Twitter, and Rupert Howell is at Rupert Howell, H-O-W-E.
Yeah, I'm following Rupert.
Are you? Okay, cool.
Oh, come on.
Good morning.